Okay, what was it that you were going to throw away, Miss?
Well, I just don't throw away anything much. I had one closet. It was originally a little butler's pantry. And it's now a Fibber and Molly closet. You know, that's the kind that when you open the door, everything falls out.
I've got several of those in my house. Okay. When you do your daily housework, what do you call it? You call it?
Cleaning
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm. Now, years ago on Monday morning, women usually did their. What did they usually do on Monday?
Cleaning and washing.
Okay. Now, do you remember anything significant, Miss Perdue, about doing your washing on Mondays?
You mean that was when I was a
child? You were a child, uh-huh, yes.
Oh, yes. When Trudy came to wash, she always brought the two little girls, which I was very fond of. I had no brothers and sisters at that time. Mm-hmm. Their names were Bessie and Desi.
Bessie and Desi.
And we just played together like little sisters, sure enough. And I wanted everything that they had. And I pretty nearly got it, too. But in the fall of the year, my daddy was come and buy all the shoes for the little niggers on the farm. Mm-hmm. And there were 17 families then.
Now, he was the owner of the plantation. And they were his tenants.
And he was tenants, mm-hmm. uh-huh. And I wanted everything just like Desi and Desi did. But my mother would make dresses for them, and I'd have to have something made just like it, you see.
What did she make them out of, Miss Virginia?
Well, it was called a calico uh-huh. and percale uh-huh. and dimity. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So then when he would buy these little shoes, I wanted shoes just like they had. But my mother didn't want me to have it. They were too heavy for me. She thought they were too heavy and strong.
What kind of shoes were they, Miss?
Well, theirs were called brogans, and they were the little had the little brass tips on the toes, and they had little hooks that hooked mm-hmm. up those strings hooked up and then mm-hmm. tied. But he brought me a pair one day, and they were much too small. And I nearly wore myself out trying to get those shoes on.
Did you ever get another pair?
I got not that kind. He also had the little red kid and patent shoe uh-huh. for me that buttoned up on the side, but I was never as pleased with them, you know.
And you wanted to grow in.
Then the little girls, you know, back in those days, the little girls wore their hair. It was wrapped with little strings, a little twine. And she'd pull these little locks out and wrap it, you know, and it didn't stay in the little kinks, but there were little pigtails all yeah. over their head. Well, my hair was long and curly. And so one day, I persuaded her to roll my hair to wrap it.
Uh-huh.
And gee, when my mother was sick, and...
Now, Trudy did this for you.
Trudy did that. And so when I went in with all these little pigtails wrapped. My mother was furious.
She was even sicker, wasn't she?
She was sicker.
Oh, man. Okay. Miss, would you explain to me and describe how you get upstairs?
We'll have a stairway. There's two landings in it.
It's a lovely thing, too. Okay.
And right now, I have to hold on to the banisters.
Really? Okay. I want you to tell me what is outside the door that I came, that I stood on as I came in, that I've always wanted to come over here and sit with you and chat.
You just must do that. Well, nowadays we call it the porch. It's a big winding porch. But I can remember when that thing was called a veranda.